about a week's time, we ask for your open book examinations to be ready, like that. So please have them ready to hand in. It's supposed to be the 1st of April was the date for the open book examinations, so please be ready to hand them in. That's about 1 week from now, so get ready to hand in your open book examinations. Finish your essay. And the group leaders, please begin your examination process in the beginning of April, like that. So by mid-April, everything should be finished. And the closed book examination will probably be near the end of April. The closed book exam. When we get to the end of chapter 24, then we'll do the closed book exam. So I haven't set the date for that yet, but it'll be sometime probably at the end of April. Closed book exam key.
Yeah.
Open book exam key.
Yeah.
Oral presentation key.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to see you're all enthusiastic for these. So what did we discuss the last time that we met?
The Lord has empowered mental strength to the Brahmanas and physical strength to the Kshatriyas so that the society depends on both the strengths. And if we cooperate and work together, the Lord protects us in both the ways.
Good. Other thoughts?
All perfection will be achieved if we clean the system.
Yeah, important. Important theme from the last class, the last section. Any other points?
Hearing from an authority is better than acting on our own independent ideas and notions.
Mm. Yeah. In spiritual life, this is the system that we act by hearing from authority, not independent. Any other points?
Someone says to Karma Muni that it's my good fortune that I am able to see you, and Srila Prabhupada gave me the purport that it is a wonderful thing to get the lotus feet, the dust of the lotus feet of the pure devotee.
Mm.
That will give us all the salvation in your life.
Mm. Any other point?
We also learned that devotees who are matured in age and she was having good qualities, character, but she did not went out independently to look for her husband. Her father, out of love for his daughter, he took charge of that duty and he did that.
Mm.
That's part of the Vedic system. Women don't go out independently to look for their match.
Mm. Good point.
The new devotee looks for an association with the Baba, the spiritual master. Whereas the advanced devotee, the instructions are actually good enough. And you see that in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is instructing Rupa and Sanatan, and after them to go to Vrindavan and just carry all his instructions of writing all the Bhakti Shastras and retrieving the places of pastimes.
Mm. Yeah, it's good. Not that the Bapu is not desired, but great emphasis is placed on serving the order or the instruction of the Guru. And that way you'll be actually intimate with the spiritual master. Well, that won't be false intimacy. Any other points?
We also learned that as a disciple we can ask favor from the spiritual master only if we have satisfied him and executed his instruction with full ability and to perfection, to our ability.
Mm.
But not without doing that.
Mm.
And generally the pure devotee don't ask for a favor, but if you have to, then first you have to fulfill the basic instructions and execute to your full capacity.
Any other points?
Srila Prabhupada says gold, cows and grain are wealthy, not the government.
Okay, to explain that to your bank manager.
You are given mercy by the spiritual master when you give an instruction, but you receive the mercy when you implement those instructions.
He takes the dust from the lotus feet of the spiritual master, he eats the remnants and drinks the water of the plant of the lotus feet. We have to have faith in the mercy.
What will happen if you take those three? How does the mercy manifest?
The instructions?
Yeah, but what's the connection between the two?
Faith?
Yeah, but what's the connection? How can you explain the connection? No, you should understand. You should be able to explain what's the connection.
Between the instruction and the...
Between taking those three items and what's the relation between them and the instructions of the guru. Should not.
Can you tell me?
Yeah, obviously I can tell you, but you should understand it. What's the connection? The connection is that you have faith in the guru, and it means that you are humble and submissive. If you take the dust of someone's feet, right? Or if you bathe their feet, or if you take their remnants, it means you're humbling yourself before that person, and it means you have faith in that person. That's why you humble yourself. So therefore, and then you become purified in your consciousness. Those items have potency, bhakti shakti, and that will help purify your consciousness. So then you can follow their instructions. Okay. So we have to understand what the connection is. Otherwise, it becomes, Prabhupada says, sentimental with our philosophy. If you don't understand why you're doing something, then it just becomes a sentiment. Okay. So. Any other points?
We talked about the three levels of our faith or follow up of instruction, like to understand the mood of the guru and follow what's required to do without being told to do it. And the next level is after being instructed to do it, right? And the next level is that enough instruction, you need follow up to get done.
So we see in this section of the Bhagavad Gita that Swayambhu Manu, he brings his daughter, who is very fond and very attached to Kadama Muni, approaches for marriage. She has especially requested her father that she would like to marry Kadama Muni. So Swayambhu Manu brings Devahuti to Kadama Muni, and upon the king's arrival at the ashram of the sage, then there is an exchange of glorifications to each other. Kadama glorifies Manu's position, and Manu glorifies Kadama's position, and Prabhupada explains this is the proper etiquette and there's the proper interrelationship between the two classes, the two superior classes, or the most important classes in society, between the Kshatriyas, real Kshatriyas, and the Brahminical class, like that, the holy people. So, after they exchange and glorify each other, then we see, Prabhupada gives a deep explanation about the importance of glorifying and submitting oneself before a holy person, a spiritual master, a guru. And then Prabhupada gives many wonderful purports to explain the significance and the benefit and the necessity of humbling oneself before a spiritual master, like that. So, tonight we'll go